There you are, Misty.
Oh, hello there, Dr. Good. Thanks for having me.
You gotcha. So let's start with the tweet on the Comey tapes. Mr. Trump now sort of tilting towards the idea that he, quote, meant to affect Comey testimony. That's a headline that's out there. And there's another sort of bit of information flying around. I don't know if it's in a tweet or, oh, it was a Fox and Friends exclusive, it looks like, saying that President Obama may have planted secret recorders in the Oval Office. Is that connecting the dots of what he meant when he was sort of threatening and about Comey and the potential of there being tapes?
Yeah, it seems to go hand in hand because this was about 6 weeks ago that Trump sent his first tweet saying, Comey better hope there are no tapes, or then coming back and saying, hey, the tapes are going to tell the truth and all of that. Now, the pedal is to the metal, Dr. Drew. Trump had to turn those tapes over today. So if there are no tapes, it's time to come out and say so. In doing that, he kind of opened another door. He said, well, I didn't create any tapes, but somebody might have. And you know why I think that? Because I think the Oval Office had been bugged. So somebody may have tapes. It's just not me. In addition to that, you made a great point. He said that he was really making these statements in order to keep Comey honest, that if Comey thought he had tapes, that the truth would come out. And that's interesting because it does speak to influencing his testimony.
And is that illegal?
Well, it depends, because in order for obstruction of justice, you have to have malicious intent. You have to have the intent to sway this testimony or suppress this testimony. He said his intent was to keep Comey honest. So he's kind of towing the line of what could be considered obstruction of justice. Now, that being said, that tweet, this interview, all of this stuff is going to be factored into that investigation.
Have you seen all the Robert Mueller stuff coming out now, too?
Where I can't get enough of this stuff, Drew. I mean, I wish I had all day just to go through each and every article because there's something new every minute.
Remember what's happening right now. He says, I always told a, quote, straight story about whether I recorded meetings with Comey. Straight story.
There's a little bit of backing into what that straight story might be. Essentially, he's saying, I never said that I recorded these conversations. I just said there might be tapes. And that's what he's trying to say in order to kind of rehabilitate, let's just say, what the statement he made 6 weeks ago.
And he's saying Mueller is a, quote, honorable man. My question is of, a technical nature. These tapes that he has to turn over, does he only have to turn them over if he is actually in possession of them or if he actually recorded them or if somebody else has them or recorded them and he's aware of it, would he also have to be willing to hand them over?
Generally, the rule would be that he would have to be in possession of them. It would not matter if he was the person who recorded them, but if he's in possession of tapes that are relevant to this issue, he would have to turn them over.
So,
if he knows about something but doesn't necessarily have them, then that would be a defense to that. He wouldn't have to turn over something he does not possess.
So even though today's the day he has to turn over his tapes, there's a possibility that there are tapes. We're sort of playing games here. Does that mean that there has to be another sort of order issued where they say, you know, if you are aware of anything or anyone in the White House who has or possessed or ever heard of tapes has to turn them over?
What they could do is, issue a more broad subpoena if that's the case. If the issue is that the subpoena is requesting the tapes that Donald Trump is referring to and the answer is there are no tapes, then a more broad subpoena could be issued that would encompass anything that he has or knows about, and that would be a different response. Maybe, but Dr. Drew, I think a lot of people are sitting here saying, I'm not quite sure if there are any tapes.
Right. I mean, I think that's the bottom line.
And that's why I think that you saw Trump say, well, in order to be consistent with his prior tweets and his prior statements to the press that, well, I didn't make any tapes, but somebody did. And we just heard during the Spicer conference that the White House will be issuing a letter to that effect. And, you know, that's the type of stuff us lawyers, you know, you're drafting that letter specifically, narrowly tailored to the request, which is the issue that you brought up, that this will relate to tapes that Trump created or are in his possession.
And then back to the Mueller investigation, Mr. Trump is casting aspersions to his staff, saying they're connected with Russia or that they're the Comey relationship with Mueller. It's it's sort of casting doubt on his ability to do an objective evaluation. Isn't that what he's up to there?
Yeah, it looks like it. And it looks like what I would characterize as a preemptive attack. So we know Mueller was assigned as a special prosecutor because it's supposed to be a completely neutral investigation. That's the purpose. And when Mueller was first appointed, everybody kind of came out speaking his praises, saying that he has a proven record of being nonpartisan, that he's really been on the straight and narrow and can be neutral. But in the face of Comey's testimony, and specifically the piece of Comey's testimony where he said that he actually leaked a memo to the press, one of his memos documenting a conversation with Trump for the purpose of having a special prosecutor appointed. And then Mueller is appointed. And then Mueller is friends with Comey. This is the chain reaction that's leading to this newfound head scratch of, hey, is Mueller really neutral in the context of this investigation?